Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun. Today's daf is in memory of Sal Noble, Salipap, Shlomo Zanvil, Ben Yaakov Usher, sponsored by his children. We thank the family for the sponsorship, that the Torah should be an aliyah for the neshama. Okay, we are on daf Nun, second line on Nun Amud Aleph. And we will, getting back into the discussion from way back, 8 blot ago. Remember the Mishnah had said, on daf Mem Beis, who there are certain people that cannot create a chazakah in other people's property because they have certain rights and privileges in that property, and therefore, if the other person doesn't say anything, that's not called a lack of macha'ah, and that does not create a chazakah. So we had umnin and shutfin, arisin, and later on in the Mishnah we had husband and wife. A man cannot create a chazakah in the nechasim of his wife, and the wife cannot create a chazakah in the chasin of her husband. And the Mishnah had said, the Rashbam had explained the Mishnah back on daf Mem Beis, lo le'ish she'ochel peiros nichsi melug shel ishto chazakah b'nichsi ishto. As you know, the nichsi melug, the property that the woman brings in and she keeps the guf, and the husband eats the peiros, that he cannot create a chazakah in that. De'urcha de'bala mechal peirei. The Rashbam says there, it's the derech of the husband to eat the peiros of the nichsi melug. That's not considered a reflection of bailus, right? That's just eating because he normally has those rights. And if he divorces her, then she will take her nichsi melug. And the opposite, the woman cannot create a chazak and the nechse baila. The Rashbam there says, imachla peiros shel sada baila gimel shana, meaning yechol alitah lakuachu biyadi. She cannot claim that she bought it from him. The kiva de mizonos isha al baila, since the husband has an obligation to support his wife, so if she's eating from his stuff, then he can just assume, or we can assume, that he's just letting her eat, not because of a chazakah, but because, you know, this is the mizonos that he is giving her. So either way, says the Mishnah, that the husband and the wife have the relationship, and therefore they cannot create chazakahs in each other's property. So the end of the daf yesterday, continuing today, went into, do we ever say that if a wife agrees to a sale of certain nechasim of the husband, do we say that it's not serious? And she's just agreeing to it because nachas ruach asisi labayli. I want my husband, and we want him to be happy with me. I don't want him to be upset. So if he does something, I'll say I agree, even though deep down she might not agree and she wouldn't be happy with the sales. That's nachas ruach asisi labayli. So the three cases that we had at the end of the daf were the three cases where there is property that is designated to the ksupa. So by those, we assume that nachas ruach asisi labayli, by those three cases. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Lemu'ute mai. So what is this excluding? What is this excluding? Those three cases that we discussed at the end of the daf. So, ilema, meaning only by those three cases we would say anachas rochas isi labayli, but by the other cases we would say she's serious. And when she says, I'm selling, so then she would agree, we would say that she's serious in that. So, ilema lim ute shar nachasim, if it's regarding all other properties, by all other properties, then we assume that the sale would be a good sale. So then, kol shege de havila eva, then surely, that would bring marital strife. De Amar Law, why? Because in that case, if you refuse me, right, it must be that, you know, the husband would say, it must be thinking that about divorce. So Koshka de Havila Eva, De Amar Law, Inechanasata Begerish and Mamisa. So by those, surely should say that it wouldn't work. And he's Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayali, right, that if, you don't let me sell it because you're worried that, you need money, you need property for the Ksuba. That's what you're thinking about. That's what's on your mind, the getting paid for the Ksuba. So that will surely create marital strife. So that can't be what is being excluded. So elamute nichse malug. It must be excluding nichse malug, which means that if somebody buys the peiros from the baal, right, which is what he is allowed to partake of, and then goes to the wife and buys it from the wife, so then the mecher is kayam, because if the woman wouldn't want to sell it, the baal would understand that this really belongs to her. That's why she's not interested in selling it. And that you wouldn't say nachas ruach asisi labayli, that is what's being excluded, the nichse maluk. A couple of points on this. The discussion of Rashi and Ksubis, Tosfos on the top, quotes Rashi and Ksubis, l'maskana, what do you say by shar nechasim? It sounds like from this Gemara that this is a rhetorical question of course not. Of course, you would say nachas ruach asisi the baili, and you don't trust her acquiescence for the sales of the other property. But it sounds like from Rashi and Ksubis that it's only these three. Only these three that we mentioned at the end of the shiur, which Tosas is bothered by. Rashi is quoted, and then Tosas quotes, "Tikshar harab Shmuel to kol shekein b'shar nachasim ayri kidemash mahacha." Surely by the other nachasim, you would say nachas ruach asisi lebaili, that she wouldn't be interested in ruining the relationship. L'kach nira l'ri l'faresh mekho batel mishas treifa. What's the difference if by all of them you say that the sale is not a good sale? So what's the chilek between these three properties and others? So the Ri says, mecho batal mishas trefa. When is the mechav batal? From the time that the lokech wants it, or right away? The gimel sados lav lemute shar nachasim yafilu begimel sados mecho kaim atshas trefa. Tosfos goes into, and then he tries to explain Rashi, but that's a discussion of Rashi in Meseches Ksubis, not for now. The Chashuk Echeben here discusses, talking about on that line, he has the following case. Maisa Beruvein Shaya Ashir Ma'od. Very rich man. This Almain Begil Shishim. Right? And he became an Almana. He became an Alman. Sorry, a widower. Vinasa Pacific Shin, he married a second wife who was younger, Haguna Vitova, Shaisa Rofa Bimiksoa. She was a doctor. This Chayavla Biksubasa, but he was a wealthy man, and he obviously gave her half of his possessions. He's b'schayiv in the ksuba. V'nikasher Ruvin yigiel agil shmonim. V'higi v'hala b'machlas Alzheimer's. Rachmana Leslani had Alzheimer's. B'no mi'ishto rishona ratzal lachnis lebeso rofe geriatri mumche. The son from the first marriage wants to bring in a doctor, somebody to be in the house. Shivdoko topamayim b'shavua to check him, to take care of him. V'avu b'shazay yal eschum nechbad minei chodesh b'chatshu. Even though it's going to cost a lot of money. Because those haben mucha l'shalim. Because this is his father. Aishas Reuven misnagedes mo l'taynazu. The new wife, the new doctor, is not so interested in having somebody else in the apartment. V'tohenes shibetafelis Reuven tov mod. I'm fine with him. I'm a doctor. I have a medical background, and everything's good. V'chi eizapakam matzaba. What's the matter? And then, do we say that is there any issue of the line einecha nasata begershin b'misa? She's getting half the Yerusha, right? If anything happens, is there any? Are we choshed for such an idea that she wouldn't take objectively the best care because she knows in the back of her mind that there's a lot of Yerusha in store for her and she's a much younger woman? And do we have to worry about that? So halachically, Rav Zilberstein discusses. He says the children are the ones that have the first choice in terms of taking care of their father. He quotes a Gemara in Ksubis, Yesh Makom L'Devri Aben, Harotz Al Haknes Rofei Geriatri LeBeis Aviv. He's doing it on behalf of the father. Kach Min Yoneinu Yesh Lachush Shemishto Alula Lola Hagish Losa Tipula Tov Biyoter Ki Kashel Maladam La'amod B'Nisayon Osher. Even if we don't realize it, V'Alula Lachshov Shem Yagil Matzav Shel Alzheimer's Lo Yarichu As Yemeyem V'Lo Yechabrum L'Chamsan V'Lo Yezun Osam V'Cholu. He continues. Maybe, again, these are very serious shilas that have to be brought to Grey Poskim. That is one idea. Or another a tshuva that he has. These two tshuvas. Another shila. Maisav Adam, man marries off his son, buys him a wonderful apartment, amazing, beautiful. Hon Rav. V'yamal Abadot, he says, I'm giving you this apartment, but I only want it rashum on your name. I only want it rashum on your name in the taba. Ani doreshi tehi rashuma b'taba rakal shim chavlo shim akala. Only on your name. After half a year, Chati Shanav Akala Mumur Meres Alkach Shadir Lo Rishuma Chetzi Al Shma. They're married, and everything is both of our names. Where we have joined the bank accounts, and we have joined everything. I don't know what your father gave it to you. Our father, you know, I want it in my name too. Lachina Ben wrote Seller Shom Chetzi Al Shma. So the son agrees. He loves his wife. He wants to put in her name too. So what do you, do you have to listen to the father in that case? What's the first loyalties? Is it the father? Is it the wife? So he quotes the Mishnah Brura in Hilcha Shabbos in the name of the Sefer Hasidim. Im shalchula dvar ma'achol shiyochlenu b'shabbos, lo yochlenu b'chol. If somebody gives you food for Shabbos, you can't eat on a weekday. And he says, Das ha'shochan arachshad dima ani yachol ha'shanas ma'akvas perl ma'ashiyirza. We had this back twice in Meseches Ba'Metziah. If something is designated for something, could you use it for something else? So, for example, if there's money designated for Matanos Lavyonim, for Purim, Right? So then, can it be, that's the connection. Right? Yachal Hashanah's Magmas Purim L'Mashayirza. You can switch it. After the Gabel, it's Rach Purim. Achein Gam Sham, Yish Machmir and Bazef. But others are Machmir. So he says, V'itachein, She'ibin Yoneinu, Im Ha'av Haven, She'tovas Ha'benhi, Sha'adir Tia Al Shmo, V'Haben Yavar Al Daito, Yavar Bazel Kibadav, V'Kfias Tova Kenendo. The father gave it. It's his choice. It's his prerogative to choose. You know, I gave it to you for this. V'lachein. And therefore, even though it says elsewhere that you might be able to switch, maybe not here. And then in the last paragraph, Yesh Oba Yain, why does the wife want it so much in her name? What's the big deal? So just don't have it in your name. Is she in the back of her mind, is she thinking something? Maybe the fact that it's not in her name, she's like, what? You only want it in your name? Argamar has the husband complaining to the wife. Now it's the wife complaining to the husband. So he says that's something that, should be worked out in the best way possible to keep the relationship strong between the couple and between the father-in-law, in everything, regards. Again, all of this is in Echad Nasada Begershah. We have to remember the ideal relationship between a husband and a wife. The ideal relationship which the Rambam describes in Hilchash Ishus. As we've said in the past, this is a refrigerator Rambam. The Rambam that discusses how, we have to treat, our spouses. Each of the spouses have to treat, each other. Says the Rambam at the end of Perek Tezvav in Hilchash Ishus. V'chein tzivuch achamim, shehe adam mechabedes ishto yoser migufo, v'yoava kegufo. We have to be mechabed our wives even more than we mechabed ourselves, and love her like we love ourselves. V'im ye, interesting. It doesn't say more than we love ourselves. Right? Maybe that's impossible. V'hat l'recha kamocha. That's the best that we could do. Right, man. The Ramban talks about this in Kedoshim also. How is that possible? Bechlal, even kamocha, the Ramban says, is derech guzma. But the more than that would be even more difficult. Right, not to instill trepidation. We discussed that in Parsha Shia last week. That was the problem with Haman and Zeresh as compared to Mordechai and Esther. V'yediburo ima benachas. V'lo ye atze, v'lo roges. That's in one direction. V'chein tzivuch hachamim ala isha. Shedei mechabed that says, b'ilo yoser midai. Right, they each have to be mechabed each other way beyond. V'ye lo aleha mora. V'sase kol maseha apiv. V'ye be'ineha kamo sar o melech. She has to think of him as the king, just like he has to think of her as the queen. Mahaleches betavas libo murachekas kol sheyisna. V'zeu derech benos Yisrael u'bnei Yisrael hakadoshim hatahorim bezivugam. U'bedrachem elu yir yeshuvan na'em mushubach. Right, this is the ultimate, right? To look at each other as one, right? As connect to each other. Just finally, just one more. That's the Ramban also in Parshas Bereishis, where the Ramban discusses on V'hayu l'basar echad. What exactly does basar echad mean? So Rashi says basar echad means the child. What does it mean of a woman leaves her parents' house and goes to be with her husband, and Yazob ish aviv esimov v'davak b'yishtov hayel basar echad? So Rashi says havlad no tzara idei shnehem. The Ramban doesn't think that's the pshat of the pasuk, because the pasuk seems to be telling us something uniquely human, something about human beings, and even the animals have that basar echad, the vlad hanotzer al yidei shnehem. So the Ramban says v'anochon be'enai ki abehema v'achaya elohem dveikus b'nukevosehen. They don't have dveikus. They don't have the relationship. Avol yavo azachar alezen akeva shiim saviyachulohem. And they're just, they mate. But there's no relationship. Even if there are some animals that are monogamous, only one mate, but still, doesn't mean they have a relationship. They want to be with each other. They see each other as basar echad, right, on a psychological, social, spiritual, not just a reproductive, biological connection. So that's the ideas that we have, the ideal, hopefully without any, the opposite of a necha nasata begershin b'misa. Either way, that was the couple of issues relating to the Shalom Bayis and some of the shailas that came up with the Chashu Gechemet. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, what did we just say? Nichse Malug. That is what is being referred to, is being excluded from in these three sados, these three properties, that by Nichse Malug, we assume that the woman is saying the truth. Right? We don't say that nachas ruach azizi labayli. In that case, she's telling the truth, and the sale is a sale. Says the Gemara, Ha'amar ha'meimar ish v'isha shemachru b'nichse malug lo asa v'lo klum. Doesn't ha'meimar say it's not a sale, right? We just say that's the only case that is a sale. No, ha'meimar says if a husband and wife sell the nichse malug, again, she has the guf and he has the peros, it doesn't work. So the Gemara answers two answers. Answer number one, ki itmar da ha'meimar. No, we misunderstood ha'meimar. Ha'meimar doesn't mean a case where they both sold. If they both agreed to sell, if the husband sold the peiros and then the wife agreed to sell the guf, then that for sure works. That's not what a meimar is talking about, where they both agreed to sell. A meimar is talking about where only one of them agreed to sell. If one of them agreed to sell, then the other one has the rights to prevent that sale from kicking in. Ki itmar da meimar. When does a meimar? What is a meimar referring to? When he says it does not work. Kecha dezavin ihu vamis, where he sells. He tries to sell the Nichse Malug, which does not belong to him. Right? The Nichse Malug, the guf belongs to the woman. But he just tries to sell it. There's an Iyu Bamis, and then he dies. Asya Ihiyu Mafka. She could go and be motzi the peiros and everything from the lekuchos, because he had no right to sell. Right? The Rashbam seems to say here that it's dafka after he dies. If he sells, because he has the rights to the peiros, and then he dies, then she has to wait till after he dies, and then be motzi, because up until that point, the peiros belonged to him, and he had the rights. That's not 100% clear. If you look in the Ritva seems to say that it's lav dafka, that even if it's before the time, still, it would be able to be sold. Yeah, the Rashba, v'lav dafka mis, dafilu min hashta mecho batel. Even right away, if the husband tries to sell the nichse malug, v'yafilu abal motzi mead ala kuchos, de'enol abal b'guf akarka klum. Even the husband himself, after he sells the malug, says the Rashba, kiteka, because he had no rights to sell that. V'hachi isa b'Yerushalmi. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi, who has a comparison. Machar hu v'mesahi habal motzi mead ala kuchos. If he sells it, and then even she dies. Well, we'll get to that in the next line. Balamada v'dome, what is that similar to? Leben shemachar b'nichse aviv v'mes aviv. If the son sells properties of the father, and then the father dies, Shaben Motzi Mead Ala Kuchos. The son could take it. The son wasn't even allowed to sell it at all, even before the father died. It's not his. It's something that is Rowi Liyarsho, but it's not his, so therefore the Ben could take it right away. So too, says the Rashba, that comparison, right, of the son to the father and the husband to the wife shows that even B'Shaito, it wasn't a good sale, and the husband will be able to take it. So why does the Dafka say Mace? Why does the Gemara say Mace? Because of the next line. Bishum de Seifa, Dafka Zvina Iva Mesa. Dafka Mesa, because there, as we'll see in the next line, it was needed Dafka in a case of Mesa. So that's the Rashba and the Ritva's explanation of the first line. So it's Lav Dafka Mesa. So again, what is Amemar talking about? Only where he sells it, and she does not agree with it, then she could be motzi it, or Inami, Zavna Ihiva Mesa, or she sells it, and then she dies. That he can again take it out. Those are the two cases where the Nichse Malug cannot be sold, because only one of the people involved in these properties agreed to it. And the other one did not. That's why the sale doesn't work. But in a chinami, if they both would agree, so then the sale would work, and that's the case that's being excluded from the three properties that we had at the end of yesterday's daf. Where do we see that if the wife sells it, that the husband, after the wife dies, will be able to be motzi from lekuchos? Isn't it the wife's property? It's the guf. So why do we say that it doesn't work? He could get it. Ukad Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. As Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina says, as is quoted in a number of places elsewhere. Damar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Ba'ushes Kinu, in Usha. One of the 10 places that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Chazal went after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. One of them was in Usha. We have all the Takanas Usha. So one of the Takanas was, Aisha Shemachar B'Nichse Malug. Vamesa, if the woman sells her Nichse Malug, which is hers, Kinyan Aguf, but of the husband's Peiros, and she dies, Habal Motzi Me'ad Alekuchos, the husband can be Motzi Me'ad Alekuchos, he has that special Takana, part of Tchana in the Ksuba. Look at the Rashbam on the sixth wide line. Da almuha rabbanan, quoting the Gemara elsewhere. Da almuha rabbanan l'shibud debal. The rabbanan strengthen the shibud of the husband. Mishum eva v'asuhu lokeach rishon. Made him consider as if he's the first buyer. Right, he's a previous lokeach, even though he wasn't really, but he has that status, and therefore he would be able to take it out of the lokeach which the woman sold it to. If the husband would predecease the wife, then it would work. The wife sold it, the husband died, now the lokeach gets it. That would be so, but if that doesn't happen, if there's divorce, or the wife predeceases the husband, then the husband will be able to take it. So if only one of them sell it, then it doesn't work, that each of them can get it back. Aval hecha de zavinu travayu la'alma, but if they both would sell it to the world, they both would agree to sell it to a third party, inami zavna ihi lididei, zvina zvini, or if she would agree to sell it to him, so then either way, that would work, and that is answer number one. If we said the exclusionary case is the case where they sold nifsei maluga, and that works, what do you do with a meimar? Meimar says it doesn't work. No, a meimar's case is where only one of them agreed to sell it. But if they both would agree to sell it, so then it would work. A lot of the Tanai Ksuba that we know of, some of them, all the ones that listed in the Mishnayos and Ksubas, some of them we still have in our Ksubas, some of them we don't have in our Ksubas, right? The Ksubas Banin Dichrin, if you're a member, we don't have in our Ksubas anymore, because that was a Takana's Gaonim, and we don't have that anymore because it doesn't apply anymore, Bizmanazet. Either way, so some of the Takanas still are written in the Ksuba, some of them are not. Mizonos, Pirkuna, a lot of that is not written in our Ksubas, but this was one of them. This is one of the Takanas regarding the Nichsei Meluk. Okay, let's continue. V'iba Yisema, or a different shot. A different answer to Ameimar. Ameimar says the Gemara maybe is holding like a different Tana. Machlokas Tanaim. Maybe a meimar is holding like Rabbi Elazar. D'tanya, the Braisa says, what is this Braisa talking about? A totally different context. We know the halacha is, the Torah tells us, and the Rambam codifies it in Hilchos Rotzeach, the halacha of din yom o yomayim. Usually, Rachman al-Islan, if somebody kills somebody else, then they're chayim misa, even if, let's say, it takes 6 months for the person to die. But if it could be verified that it was because of that original Maisa Ritzicha, then they're Chayim Misa. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Special din by an Eved. By an Eved, this is din of Yomo Yomayim. 24 hours. 24 hours, and if the Eved dies after those 24 hours, the Rotzeach, potentially, in quotes, is going to be Pater. Special din, why that is. The Rambam discusses this in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchas Rotzeach. Ma bein avdo le'eved achirim, sha'avdo yeshlo reshus lahakoso, l'vichach imiko ha'kaya sheish bakti lahamis benot alamas v'amad esrim arba shows, v'yachar kach meis, einu neherag alav. Avo bishab meis makmas amaka. Even though we could attribute it, sh'nemar lo yikam ki kaspo hu, ma'u yomi yomayim, 24 hours. Okay, that's the Rambam. Is there a svar for this? The Rishonim discussed it. The Rambam does have, once we have this Rambam open, let's just read the next halacha of the Rambam, and then we'll get to our Gemara. Yirali, which the Rambam always uses when he's saying something new, not based on sources, but based on his own conviction, his own svara. Says the Rambam, Yirali, Shahamaka es avdo besakin, v'sayif, o be'even, v'egro, v'chayose bohem. If somebody uses a weapon in the case of hitting their eved, it's a real weapon. It's a sword, it's a knife, it's an even. V'yamdu olamisa v'meis, eino b'din yomo yomayim. The whole discussion of yomo yomayim is if it wasn't a weapon that was used. It was something that maybe I was trying to get my evet, to encourage my evet to work a little harder, and I went too far, and I shouldn't have done it. But if an actual weapon was used, as the Rambam, no way. There's no p'tur there. Afilu meis la'achar shana neheragalav. Even if it's a year later, neheragalav. Lakach nemar bashevet. That's what the Torah says. Bashevet. Shalom nitna lo Torah rishus lahakoso. Ela bashevet umakel v'ritzua v'chayotze buhen. Lo hakoyas ritzicha. Right, this reminds us of the sugyas in Maseches Makos of a Rebbe Latalmid and a Shliach Bezdin and all these others, where again it's hard for us to fathom it based on our modern viewpoints, let's call it, but in the days of previous Doros, where, you know, let's say hitting a student or hitting others was, more, like the Gemara spoke about earlier, was more commonplace and more accepted. So in that context, also by the Eved, by a worker, you know, it was more just try to encourage him. But the Rambam says, if you're using a weapon, that's not what we're talking about here. That's not Hakayas Eved. That's Hakayas Ritzicha. And that would be a regular laws of Ritzicha, and that would not be, what's being discussed in our Gemara. That's an important Rambam, which reflects the whole idea of the p'tur of Yomo Yomayim. But now this Brisa discusses, so who has the special p'tur of Yomo Yomayim if there is an Eved that's kind of owned by both, by two different people? What's the case? D'tanya. The Brisa says, Hamocher Ezav, and we'll see by the end of the Brisa how this connects back to Ameimar. Hamocher Ezav do upasak imo. If somebody sells an Eved, upasak imo sheyishamshenu shloshim yom. That, you know, it's yours, but for the first 30 days, he's still going to work for me. So, and then something happens in those first 30 days. So who is the owner who gets the p'tur of Yomo Yomayim? Is it the one who is eventually going to get the Eved, who, let's say, on the books, it's his Eved now, but he allows the original owner to still use the Eved for 30 days. So is it that first original owner? So who is the real Eved in this case? Tosfos says the Gemara could have also said, the Rishon could have also just said, if you sell an Eved permanently, leperos, just to use. Same kind of question could have been asked. Right? Hadalo nokat hamocher avdo leperos, kedonokat bahasholeach, says the little Tosfos hamocher, mishum de'in derech limkar Eved ke'inyin zeh. That's not such a common thing to do. Elamaskar is oso lasos malacha. You want to hire out my Eved? Fine. I don't usually sell my Eved leperos. That's not such a common case. That's why that's not the case that's brought here. But I might sell it to you. But, you know, for the next month, you know, I have some issues. I still need help for the next month. That's the case here. So who gets the p'tur? So whatever permutation of an answer you want to give, that's given. Different opinions in the Brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer, Harishon Yeshno B'din Yomo Yomayim. The first one. The original owner, who still gets to have the Eved for the next 30 days, he has the din of Yomo Yomayim, Mipnei Shu Tachtov, because Lamaisa, that Eved is still working for him, and is considered his Eved. Vasheni Eino Bidin Yomo Yomayim. The second one, the person who's going to get it after 30 days, no Ptur. Why Mipnei Shu Eino Tachtov? Because he is not Tachtov. Kesavar, what is Rabbi Meir Shita? Fundamentally, the original owner still has Kinyan Peros, has the ability to work the Eved. The second owner, the potential owner, has Kinyan Aguf, right? He's going to have the Eved eternally. So, Ksavar, Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf, Tami, it must be Rabbi Meir holds, Shas topic. Kinyan Peros has the status of Kinyan Aguf, and that's why the first owner has the rights and not the second owner. It is interesting that the Kinyan Peros is like Kinyan Aguf. What about Mamash Kinyan Aguf? Right, the first one has the p'tur of Yomo Yomayim. Ask the Ksos, shouldn't the second one also have the p'tur of Yomo Yomayim? Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf. Usually when we say that, it means Kinyan Peiros is just as good as Kinyan Aguf. So Kinyan Aguf is also good as Kinyan Aguf. Right, is there anything worse than if the Kinyan Peiros is only accepted as a real owner because it has the status of Kinyan Aguf? So shouldn't the person who has real Kinyan Aguf also ask the Ksos and Shim Pei Vav, Nehid to Kinyan Peiros Havali Kinyan Aguf, Hola Acher Shloshim, Desheni Havi, Veimkein, Tok Shloshim Nami Havi, Desheni, Machmas Davar, and then he says, he throws in, you're right, he can't use it right now, but it should be good enough because of Davar Hagorim Lamamon. Right? It's another important Shas topic. That this is worth something to me. If you do something to this Eved, then you're going to owe me money. Davar Hagorim Lamamon. Right? If you have something in mind that happened to be Aser Bahana, but then it gets stolen from you, or it's Huzak, then you're going to have to pay me back. So this is at least a Davar Hagorim Lamamon for the second one. It represents money. So therefore, says the Ksos, even according to Rabbi Meir, that you hold Kinyan Peiros as Kinyan Aguf, so shouldn't you say also that the second also has the Ptur? So says the Ksos. Venera. A big limit on that, a limitation on that topic. Venera. The Alkarchach lo kamar Rabbi Shimon, Davar Hagorim Lamamon kamamon dami, ela she yischayiv behezeko, kivan da'al yedei hezek zeh, Yifsidu habaylim mamon. Aval kozman diisa be'enei lav mamon hu klal. Says the Ksos, when is something called the Davar Hagorim Lamamon? Only once it is no longer existent. Once it is destroyed, once it is stolen, so now we can look at it and say, oh, this item that was here caused some type of financial status, and therefore, if it's not here, you have to pay me back. But all those cases, what's the case of Dara Garland Lamamon, you have a Shar HaNiskal. I have an ox that you're watching for me, and then it became a Shar HaNiskal, it killed somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, and then, you know, it was stolen from your house. So, Shar HaNiskal is Asr Bahanah, but, you know, you still had to pay me back. So once it's not there anymore, you have to pay me back. Says the Ksos, you only recognize that status when it's not there anymore. When it's there, it's still Asr Bahanah. And therefore, once the Eved is there, he suggests that you cannot say Davar Garam L'Mamon in this case. Interesting. That's the Ksos. Others say the Berach HaShmuel has an idea in Yevamis, I think this is, where he says Davar Garam L'Mamon never gives you bailus. It never gives you that status. This is in Simin Yutes in Yevamos. Nihi Dami na Kamamo Dami, a very important formulation for that sugya, even though you say Gar Kamamo Dami, Mikamakam lo yo il ze dieheze kinyano vishelo vikaspo leinyin yom o yomayim. Dolomahani din Gar Lamamon, rak leinyin she bailim ubar tviya, leinyin din tviyas nizakin. Someone can be toveya me, they have a financial claim against me, but they don't own my item yet. So therefore, Davar Garam L'Mamon just says, I'm allowed to claim. It doesn't mean that it's mine. We have to be the actual bailim, like in our case, for Yom Yomayim, you have to be the actual bailim, so that would not be good enough. So that's an important distinction, meaning Lamaisa, there's different, in different contexts of halacha, you have different standards. By Yom Yomayim, you need a real owner. For a chiyuv of kefel, or Geneva, so you would not need that. Okay, either way, back to the Brisa. So Rav Meir says, the first one has to observe Yom Yomayim, he's the real owner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hasheni, Yesh Tobdin Yom Yomayim. The second one has the Ptur Mibnei Shehu Kaspo, because it belongs to him. The second one. Harishon Eino Bedin Yom Yomayim, Sheino Kaspo. The first one, he only has some usage, it's not really his. Kasavar Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf Tami. Why? Rabbi Yehuda must hold Kinyan Peres is not Kinyan Aguf. The Kinyan Aguf man is the one that's Iker, and that is the second owner. Let's do all the days, and then we'll have to see the comment of Tosfos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shnehem Yeshu B'din Yom Yomayim. Rabbi Yossi says they both have the Petur of Yom Yomayim. Mipnei Shehuta Zem Mipnei Shehu Tachta Zem Mipnei Shehu Kaspo, and each one has a reason. The first one because the Eved is there in his Rishos now, Tachtov. And the second one is his. What's his Svara? Misafkale, Ekinya Peres, Kinya Guftami, O Lav Kinya Guftami. It must be this third opinion is that we're not sure. And if we're not sure, so in terms of killing the person, it's be Mako. Safek Nefashos, Lahakel. So we're not going to kill somebody because they might have the exemption of Yomu Yomayim. So therefore, that is why it is Mutta. That's the third. Okay, there's what to say on that, but now let's just finish the section. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shneyam, Eino B'din Yom Yomayim. Rabbi Elazar says, no, neither of them have the Ptur. Why? Zelafish Eino Shatachto, Vezelafish Eino Kaspo. Neither of them have full bailus. And because neither of them have full bailus and control, so neither of them have the special Ptur. V'yomar Rava, my time is Rabbi Elazar. What is the reason for Rabbi Elazar? Omer Kral, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspo, Hu. Kaspo Ham Yuchad Lo. Right, he shall not, it shouldn't be considered his action, his responsibility, kikaspa hu, because the Eved is his kesef, so it has to be his exclusive kesef. Neither of these have exclusive rights to the Eved, one as Peiros and one as Guf, and therefore nobody would have the Ptur. But says the Gemara, just like Rabbi Elazar says that on a De'oraisa level, so too we're saying, Amemar says that in the context of Nichsei Maluk. See the Rashbam on the fourth skinny line, Umi Shimha Chinami Yolof Amemar, Lagabi Nichsei Maluk, Dekivo De'eno Miyuchad Lo Le'ish V'lo Le'ish. It's not miyuchad to the husband or to the wife exclusively. Eino kari stei ha'ish velo stei ha'isha. It's not called either uniquely, and therefore neither of them would have the ability to sell it. And that's a meimar, right? A meimar says they cannot sell nechsei malug, even only one of them selling nechsei malug. The first day of the Gemara is that if one of them sells nechsei malug, it doesn't work. And if they both agree, then it would work. That was the first answer. So this, the second answer is that no, that neither of them, even if one of them does and then the other one, neither of them are the full owners, just like Rabbi Elazar says in the context of din yom o yomayim. What exactly is this? What does Rabbi Elazar hold about kinyan peiros, kinyan guftami? Right, does he have a svar about that? So the Yad Ramah here says that he thinks he holds Kinyan Peiros is lavka Kinyan Aguf. Lavka Kinyan Aguf. And that's why the first one would not be able to sell it. Rishon lefisheino kaspo de Kinyan Peiros lavka Kinyan Aguf tami. Ubina kaspo veleka. Visheni. So what about the second one? If you hold Kinyan Peiros lavka Kinyan Aguf. Afagav de kaspo hu. Lefisheino tachtov leshamsho betok shloshim halalu. Ubina kaspo miyucha lo veleka. That's what he assumes. The Rabbi Lazar fundamentally holds Kinyan Peiros is lav Kinyan Aguf. Rabbi Chanan here wonders whether that's true. He's not 100% clear that that's where Rabbi Lazar's shita is. The Gemara doesn't say. He says maybe Rabbi Lazar holds Kinyan Peiros is ubeikad Rabbi Lazar nira lechora Rabbi Lazar sorak Kinyan Peiros ki Kinyan Aguf. It is Kinyan Aguf, and that's why it's not mikri miyucha lekol echad. Because the second one has actual Kinyan Aguf. The first one has Kinyan Peiros ki Kinyan Aguf. That's why you're stuck. Rebbe Chanan says, if the Rebbe Lazar really held Kinyan Peiros is lav Kinyan Aguf, it should be good enough, the second one, because he has the real Kinyan Aguf. But he notes that the Yad Ramah says otherwise, so he says you have to say that even if you say, you know, Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf, that's not exactly on the same level as Kinyan Aguf, right? Or even if you say lav Kinyan Aguf, you know, it doesn't mean that they're totally out of the picture. There is some status. Which brings us to the bottom of that Tosfos on Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis, where Tosfos discusses, and this is the sugya in Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. Even if you say Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf, is that actual Kinyan Aguf? Tosfos says, seems to say that you look at other Gemaras that no, it's not true. Even if you say it's Kinyan Aguf, it's not Mamish. The one who has Kinyan Aguf still has certain rights. But then Tosfos has one formulation which is very important for this type of topic. Let's see where, towards the bottom. Enam, let's go to the last line. Tosfos just highlights our context of Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. Last line of an Aleph. Inami, dulokdami Kinyan Peiros de Baal, shelo hayalo beguf klum meolam, lekinyan Peiros de Mocher Avdo, amanashi yishamshenu shloshim yom. What are we comparing in our case, in our sugya? The Kinyan Peiros that the husband gets from the wife's bringing in the Nichsei Melug, and the Kinyan Peiros of this original owner who sold his Eved. Says Tosfos, those might be different. If I had everything, and then I gave up my Kinyan Peiros, then that's, or I'm saying, let's say in this case, in the case of the wife owned it and then gave the Kinyan Peiros to the husband, that's one level of Kinyan Peiros. That's what we might call an inferior type. What's the case of the Eved? He had everything. He had everything, and now he gives up his Kinyan Aguf. That Kinyan Peiros that he retains might be stronger than another Kinyan Peiros. Because that Kinyan Peiros came from a state where he used to have everything. Kinyan Peiros and Kinyan Aguf. So there might be lingering something stronger than another Kinyan Peiros where you only have Kinyan Peiros. That's what Tosfos says right here. There's a difference between a case where he never had a Kinyan Aguf me'olam, the Kinyan Peiros of the husband, to a Kinyan Peiros that he retains. Shetchilo hayakol shalo, v'adayin lo yotze mitachas yado, shaper shalo. The Peiros that he has had throughout history continues now. That's not something new, which might have stronger roots, and therefore you might not be able to compare them. It's an important discussion that Tosfos has, comparing all the contexts of Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. Finally, the last point to mention, and then we'll get to the next topic, and that is Rashi, right? The Rashbam here, the Rashbam and Tosfos. What is the third sheet to say? You're not sure, so Suffolk Nefashos Lahakel. If we were to look at any of the Rishonim, what would we say? What's the svar for that Suffolk Nefashos Lahakel? Because you're machmir on Pikuach Nefesh. Something of the Hakel. Rashi Rashbam says, right here, where's the Rashbam? Second line on top. Denafkalan mi v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. Big sugi in Masechah Sanhedrin. V'hitzilu ha'eda. We do special gzeres hakasav. We do whatever we can to try to save the person's life, the defendant's life. Ask Tosfos. Something of the Hakel. Pirish bakuntris. Mishum dechsiv v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda v'einira. What do you need a pasuk for? The belav achinami lo katli misveka. The filo mamonu lo mafkina misveka. Now motzi mamon misafek, so you surely don't kill somebody misafek. What do you need the pasuk for? Vehitzilu aeda. Understand? Says Rabbi Chanan right here, and we discussed this a few months ago. Maybe there's a difference whether you're not killing him b'torah safek or not killing him b'torah zvadai, based on a pasuk or based on a svara. Lomai nafkamina. What about a shor haniskal? What if you have a case of a safek? Shor haniskal. You're not sure whether to kill the ox. So in that case, you wouldn't have the svara of, you know, something nefashos lahakel, if it's all based on the svara, because that doesn't apply to an animal. You have just the opposite, he says, right? Safik daraisa lachumra, to fulfill the mitzvah of removing uviyar taharami kirbecha. Masha'ekein, if it's based on a pasuk, because it's nidvadai, then it would apply even to Ashar Niskal. That's his amazing nafgamina that he has here in Oz Reish Chav Gimel. Ladas Rashbam Yeshlomar, di itzra krad vitzilu aeda, she a pater betaras vadai, v'nafgamina linyan Ashar Niskal, de gamkein pater misafik, de kemises abailam, kachmises ashor, filo haya atam babailam, mishim safik isra ritzicha, if it's only a safik isra murder, lo shayach zeb ashar, de inkan isra ritzicha, v'yadar abba, safik mitzvah daraisa lachumra. And that's why it would apply even possibly to Ashar Niskal. Then he quotes another nafkamina. Maybe do you apply Kimle B'drabamine? Kimle B'drabamine would only apply by a Vadai Chi of Misa, not a Safik Chi of Misa. Right? Because if it's a Safik, because then you also have the Mut, would the money be Niftar by the Chi of Misa? Only if it's Chi of Misa, B'Torah's Vadai, and not B'Torah's Safik. Okay. Let's continue now, says the Gemara. Velo Le'ish Chazaka Menichse Ishto. And the Mishnah said back on Daf Mem Beis that a husband cannot create a chazak in his wife's property, right? Because if he's using his wife's property, like we have just been talking. V'yama Rav, Eishas Ishri, Chalim Chos, one minute. Rav made the following statement. In Eishas Ish, a married woman has to protest if her property is being used in order that no chazak is being created under Nichsei Malug. Biman, who is the one that is using her property that she would have to protest? Ilema ba'acher, is it talking about a total third party? V'yama Rav, ein machzika b'nichsei eishes ish. That can't be, because Rav himself says that you can't be machzik in the nechasim of a married woman. Why? Fupshatim, the Rashbam says, she's so meches on her husband to take care of any protest. And therefore, if she doesn't protest, that's not saying that she's giving it up. She knows that her husband's going to take care of it for us. She's so meches on her husband. Al dematzi amra, al ba'ali samachti, says the Rashbam. Right? Or the language of the Rashba in the Tshuva is, the husband is the apotropos of the wife. And therefore, you know, she doesn't say anything. She's not nervous about anything because she relies on the husband. So it can't be about a case where a third party is being machzik. So el olav bibal. So it must be it's the husband. So if it's the husband, so what is Rav saying? A married woman has to be moche. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a husband cannot create a chazakah in the property of the wife. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava la olam bibal. Really, we're talking about, it is talking about the husband. The husband is using the property. I thought she doesn't have to say anything. It's about a case where he is destroying the property. He's not just using the property, but he's destroying the property. He's digging in it. He's making permanent damage. Obviously, the Rashbam says, in a sada that is not a sui laboros l'shichon l'ma'aros. So that's why she would have to say something, because she's allowing this damage to occur. Doesn't it say in chazaka l'nizakin, which the havamina here means you cannot create a chazaka by damaging. Why? Because then we might say that the original owner, in this case the wife, is saying to herself, that's not a normal act of bailam, kidemachaz ki inshi. Remember, the whole svara of creating a chazaka is that you're acting like an owner. You're using it in the normal way. Here you're just digging holes, right? So that's not normal. And that's why I didn't protest, because you're not acting like an owner. So, ein chazaka l'nizakin, so why would she have to protest? So the Gemara says, no. We're misunderstanding that principle. Ema ein din chazaka l'nizikin. No, maybe it means there is no din of chazaka, meaning a time period needed in the case of nezek. Just the opposite, the Rashbam explains. If there's a hezek going on, it's a chazaka immediately. Not a chazaka. You don't need cheskas gemul shanim. That's what it means. Ein din chazaka l'nezikin. Number one. Or, v'iba yisema, as we had earlier, ein chazaka l'nezikin means a totally different idea. It means you cannot create a chazaka in cases where you're damaging. Didn't we have earlier Rav Mari Amar Bakutra, Razvid Amar Bebesakisei, that this principle means that even if I think I'm able to handle certain cases of damage in my neighbor's property, I'm able to say, you know what, I thought I could handle it, but I can't. Specifically by smoke and the bathroom stinks. So that's what the principle means of Ein Chazaka L'Nizikin. Nothing to do with creating a Cheskas Gemul Shanim. So therefore, the principle of Rabbah Ravua is not a problem. But that is all number one. That we're talking about the husband creating the chazaka, b'nichse ishto, and it is possible. It is possible in the case where he is actually damaging the property. What was the Mishnah talking about? Where he wasn't damaging the property, where he was just using it in the normal way. We discussed at length, if you remember, back on Daf Chaf Gimel, all about this principle of Ein Chazaka L'Nizakin. Tosfos there on Daf Chaf Gimel said, maybe a specific type of smoke, specific type of bathrooms, right? It's not just like Stam and oven, right? We discussed then that Rav Yosef, who says that other types of damage are to me, like Kutro Beis Akisei, if there's any very obvious damage, so then that also would not be allowed. But either way, the Gemara says is a different answer also. Rav Yosef Amar La'olam Ba'achir. Really, we're talking about when Rav says his statement that a married woman has to be moche. So it's talking about a third party. What do you mean a third party? I thought, doesn't she, don't we say that she relies on her husband? Ukigon to achla mixas chazaka b'chayi habal v'shalosh la'achar mixas habal. The first, Nechse Maluk, first her husband was using it, but then the husband died. And then someone else has been using it for 3 years. That's the case where she needs to protest. Migu di boy amale, anazaviti minach. Now he has a chesed gedol shonim. So Migu, he could have said, I bought it from you, ki amar le nami, at zavinte le, v'zavnanil le mehemin. So she's also, he, the machzik, is also believed to say that you sold it to your husband and I bought it from him. Right? So therefore, that's the case that we're talking about, that she has to protest. And again, in a normal case, then the husband cannot create the chazak and the nechse ishto, as was mentioned. But, you know, more than that, we say, in these cases of either where it's damaging or a case where the husband died, so then that chazakah would be able to be created. Okay, there's more here, but we'll have to stop. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Saul Noble, Salipop, Shlomo Zanvel, Ben Yaakov, Usher, by his children, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank them for the sponsorship.